ninth parak of Megillah.
If you look carefully at the ninth parak, so that is the parak which discusses the establishment of the days of Purim. First, the way that Klal Yisrael celebrated it in the year of the Nes, and then how Mordechai and Esther established it in subsequent years. So the Megillah writes in Perek Tes Pasukhof, Ayachtov Mordechai is a Dvorim Ha'ela. Rashi says, the Dvorim Ha'ela is Hiya Megillah, you have it in the second column, Hiya Megillah Hazos Kemoishi. Mordechai writes the Megillah, Vayishlach Svarim El Kola Yudim Asher Bechol Medinos HaMelech HaChashverosh HaKrovim HaRachokim. It says it all over. And the purpose of writing the Megillah is the Kayem Aleim Liyosos Simis Yom Arba Oser L'Chodesh Ador V'Yisim Chamisha Oser Bo B'Chol Shana V'Shana, to establish the days of Purim. And in Pasuk Chav Beis, as the days Kayemim Asher Nachum Am Yehudim Ve'Yoyveyem, and V'Chodesh Asher Nepach L'Miyokin L'Simcha, Pasuk Chav Gimel, the Jews accept upon themselves to do what they themselves had already done, the celebration of Purim. And then in Chav Dalet, Chav Hei, Chav Vav, as a summary of the story, Pozuk Chav Zayin is Kimuvi Kibla Yudim Aleim Alzaram Val Kolan Elvim Aleihem V'lo Yavor Leos Osem Mishna Yomim O'ele Kichsovom Mechizmum V'chol Shona V'shona. And Pozuk Chav Ches is the report V'yemam Ha'elin is Kormin Asim B'chol Dor V'dor. Next pasuk, we have Esther. V'tichtov Esther Amalka Basa V'chayil V'Mordechai Yehudi. Esther and Mordechai now write, Es Kol Tokef L'Kayim Es Igeres Apur Mazos Hashenis. What's this? What are they writing now? L'Kayim Es Igeres Apur Mazos Hashenis. According to Chazal, this is also the Megillah. Because if you have a look at Pasuk Lamed Beis, it says, Umamar Esther Kiyam Divri Apurim Ha'elim Minichtav B'Sefer. And Rashi says that was the upshot of the debate between Esther and the Chachmei Ador as to whether Esther will be included into the Tanakh or not. So this is also referring to the writing of the Megillah. That's what Rashi says, Hashenis means Lishon Hashniyah, the next year. Chazru v'sholchu sum sheyasupur. They wrote the Megillah a second time. So according to Rashi, according to the Esther and Mordechai, write as Kol Toikev, everything that they wrote the first time. According to the Gemara, Kol Toikev means the various nisim which took place. Gemara records there's the nes of Achashverosh, the nes of Haman, the nes of Mordechai, the nes of all the different events that took place which required Hashgacha Pratis in order for them to happen. Achashverosh killing Vashti, and Achashverosh then not being able to sleep on a certain night, and the nes of Haman that he happened to be in the courtyard playing at the gallows that night. So what is happening in Pasuk Chav Tes Lamed and Lamed Aleph? The second year. So there's a Yerushalmi. If you look at the Yerushalmi, Mal Yokosuv Bo. Yerushalmi says, Lefiki Sheshalchu Mordechai Ve'Esther L'Hagolol L'Kayim Aleim Shnei Yom Malol V'Chol Shana Sholchu Lahem. The Yerushalmi says there's a pushback. When Mordechai and Esther sent the request to establish the Yom Tov of Purim, so the Jews said, Lo dayenu atzoros haba'os aleinu, ela shatem rotzim losif alinu tzoros yishol aman. He says, we don't have enough trouble right now. You want to impose upon us the problem of Haman? The Jews were concerned that by celebrating the downfall of Haman and the triumph, the military triumph of the Jewish people, then that would incite their neighbors to greater anti-Semitism. That the neighbors would view the Jews as an ethnic and non-compliant group. Look what they did to Haman, who was the minister, the cabinet minister. Look what they did, and look at how many of Haman's people they killed. So the Jews pushed back to Mordechai and Esther. They don't want to celebrate it. They don't want to make this public party. Chazu v'koshlam yigeres shniya. So Mordechai and Esther write a second. In Mizeh atem misyarim, and apparently they argued with them. That if that's what you're afraid of, hari kesuba ba'arkin shalem. If that's what we have in the last perek, halo him ksubim al sefer divayomim lemolch lemalchim bodei paras. What's the point of that pasuk? Halo him ksubim. That was the argument that Esther and Mordechai used and said, the goyim know about it. It's in their records, it's in their history books. It's part of their history. So once it's part of their history, so we might as well make sure that we celebrate it properly. So now, in fact, there's an interesting, the Ibn Ezra, without referring to the Yerushalmi, but he understands the Yerushalmi to be the Pshat in these Psukim. Because if we go back to the record of Esther's recording of the Megillah, so we let's look at the Psukim. But Tichtov Esther Amalka Basavichal Mordechai Yudi is called Toikef. She describes, she focuses on the various nisim that took place. That's how the Gemara Rashi quotes in his Pshat. It's called Toikef L'kayim Isigeres HaPur Mazos HaShenis, and it was in order to establish the Megillah Pur. By Yishlach Sarim is Kol HaYudim El Kol HaYudim El Sheva V'Esrim V'Meyom V'Dinom Achus HaChashveirish Divrei Sholem V'Emes. What's Divrei Sholem V'Emes? So the Gemara Darshan is Divrei Sholem V'Emes. We learned Gittin. Divrei Sholem V'Emes means it had the same rules. The rules of writing the Megillah were governed by the rules of writing a Sefer Torah. Divrei Sholem V'Emes. What's the Pshat though? Divrei Sholem V'Emes. So when Ezra says he thinks the Pshat is that when Esther and Mordechai responded to the pushback of the Jews, they said Divrei Shalom. Lashon of an Ezra is Shaloyev Chadu Ba'avur Sha'ozvu Mitzvahs Purim. Esther and Mordechai did not come down hard on them. They didn't start giving them a fire and brimstone. How could you leave them? How could you push back against the Mitzvah Purim? How could you not want to celebrate? How could they didn't come in heart of them? Because Baruch Hu does nisim for us, and you don't want to mark it every single year. It's Divrei Shalom, Shalei Yivchadu. Mordechai and Esther said, we understand where you're coming from. But they argued and they said, you're simply wrong. Not that your fear is unfounded, but that Haloim Subim, the word is out there, whether you celebrate it or not, it's out there. They know that we're a force to be contended with. What's Divrei Emes? Ibn Ezra says Shem Chayavim Lishmar Apurim Kasher Kiblu Al Nafsham. He said that was the deal that your parents accepted. You accepted upon yourself. You made a commitment. Kimu VeKiblu Aleim Azarim Kol Nivam Aleim. So apparently, the very first year they celebrated on their own. Mordechai said, "This is the way it's got to be." And the Jews accepted upon themselves. We're going to mark the off form in the calendar. And apparently, as the year wore on, and they were coming close to the next Purim, so they said, maybe not such a good idea. Maybe we won't have to do Shlachmanas, don't have to do the Sudas Purim, don't have to have the big parties this year. So then Mordechai and Esther, apparently, according to the way the Yerushalmi describes it, and the Ibn Ezra weaves it into the Parsha, into the Sefer, so the Jews, so Mordechai and Esther understood this, and they wrote the Megillah the second year to convince the Jews this has got to be part of Kal Yisrael. And following this approach, when the Bavli says, and the Bavli may not go along with this, because the Bavli learns a different Shad Nirushal of Emes, but if we are to make it one story, so Esther turned to the Chachamim and said, Kisvuni Ledoros, what she was saying is that unless it becomes part of Tanakh, we will not be successful. If we want Purim to be a Yom Tov for Klal Yisrael, it's got to be part of Tanakh. Otherwise, it's not going to happen in the way that we want it to happen. Now, if we look at the record of the four Psukim, that describe the attempt, the second year, Esther's success, because it says at the end, Umamar Esther Kiyamdiri Aformeh. In other words, what the Megillah is pointing out, according to this approach, is that even though at the end of the first writing of the Megillah, people committed themselves, Kimbo Vikibla Yudam Aleyem, but they weren't sticking to it. What Esther accomplished was Kiyam Divya Purvela, Vinichta Besefer. She was successful. How was she successful? What does she teach? What did she do that was different? So she argued that it has become part of Tanakh. And become part of Tanakh, that apparently she was right in that established the day as a Yom Tov L'doros. But there's one phrase in this record, in these four psukim, that stands out as being different than the record of Mordechai. As if we look through the four psukim and compare that to the description of the 10 psukim of the 8 psukim of Mordechai. So v'tichtov Esther Amalka v'asa v'chal Mordechai Yehudi is kol tokev l'kayem es egeres apur mazal sashenis. So they describe all of the nisim. So v'tichtov that parallels pasachov. V'yichtov Mordechai es edvar me'ele. When it says it's kol tokev l'kayem, so that is the next phrase, l'kayem aleim li'os osim z'yamar bo'osim. As kol tokev refers to pasuk of dalet, chav hei, chavam, that's the record of the nes. All right. Then pasuk lamed, vayishlach svarim al kol ayudim, el sheva v'esu miyom medina malchus achashverosh. That's the first pasuk. Vayishlach svarim al kol ayudim, harachok akrovim harachokim, divrei shalom v'emes. So we're saying that's the argument against the Jews pushing back and wanting to leave the Kim Mitzvah Purim. Pasuk Lamed Aleph, L'kayyem es yimei ha'apur me'le bizmaneyem, ka'asher kiyam aleyem Mordechai Yehudi v'eser malkul v'chasher kimo al-nav shuvi al-zarom. So that refers to Pasuk Chof Aleph, L'kayyem aleyem l'osim shimar b'osar. It refers to Pasuk Chof Gimel v'kibel ha'yudim v'eser shechidu l'asoyz. And refers to, incorporates the idea of Chav Zaynach V'ches, Kimu V'kiblu Aleyem, Ayudim Aleyem. What's the phrase, Divri Atzoymois V'za'akosom? What's that referring to? That doesn't seem to be, I assume it's the exact same Megillah. So what's Esther stressing over here? Divrei Tzomus, with all of the description of what Mordechai included, so Mordechai included or stressed Ki Haman ben Amdasa Tzerer Kol HaYudim Hipil Pur. He stressed Ubu Boyoth Emelech Omar Masefer Yoshu Machshav Tehera Shechoshav Al Yudim. Right, he stressed me able yom tif. Umaro al kachem egiyaleim. He stressed what we expected to happen, what actually happened. Right, the surprise in the nes. What's divrei atzomus v'zaa kosam? So Esther stressed divrei atzomus is the probably the tzomus of Klal Yisrael that we passed it for 3 days in Nisan. V'zaa kosam in our davening. So apparently Esther was the one who stressed the theme of the davening of Klal Yisrael, the medrash in the Tzava. That Moshe Rabbeinu says, the Rabbeinu Shalom, he says, we don't have, what's going to be when there aren't any korbanos? So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, when there are no korbanos, you'll always have Torah. The Gemara, the medrash is darshin kuchui mechem dvarim. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, the Klal Yisrael says, there'll be a time when we're not going to learn Torah. So ain't onu yodi. So we're going to do that. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, but you've always had tefillah. Kadosh Baruch Hu says that when I began the Geula Mitzrayim, it's because Klal Yisrael davened. When I began lists several Geulah. So they began the Geulah, the battle in the time of Yeshua, conquering Eretz Yisrael. It's because they davened to me. When I began various Yeshuas in the time of the Shoftim, it's because Klal Yisrael davened. And then later on in the Medrash, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, and the nace of Mordechai was because of Tefillah. So Esther was stressing the idea of that the Tefillah of Klal Yisrael at that time was what moved the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now let's look at some of the aspects of the Tefillah at that time. What's Pshat and Divrei HaTzomer VeZe'akosam? And in the next few ideas that we explain, these are recorded in an essay called Divrei HaTzomer VeZe'akosam by Rav Chaim Friedlander in Tzitzis Chaim. We go back to the Tefillah of Mordechai. The only Tefillah which is explicitly recorded in the Megillah is the Tefillah of Klal Yisrael Lech Kenois Kol HaYudim and the Tefillah of Mordechai. Mordechai yodas kol hashenasa, vayikra Mordechai is begodov, vayilbash sak vayifer, vayetz b'soy chayir, vayzak zel kol gedei lo umora. Which verb in that pasuk doesn't fit into the other verbs? Was that? Why? There it's also by Yikra, by Yitzay, it's all the Vav HaHipach. It's all L'Asir with the Vav HaHipach. Except for the one verb that is not about, it doesn't say by Yeda Mordechai is called Asher Nasa, by Yikra, that would be consistent. By Yeda Mordechai, by Yikra Mordechai, by Yilbash, by Yitzay, by Yizak. Next, Vayovoy. So what does Mordechai Yoda mean? When you have a Chumash, in Chumash when you have a full-fledged Ovar within a Vav Hipuch, means, was that? No. But Mordechai Yoda means that Mordechai had known. So you have in Chumash, Va'odim Yoda is Chaba, the past participle. U'Mordechai Yoda is Kol Asher Nasa. Mordechai known all of this. Nothing was new to Mordechai in terms of the Tzor. Mordechai just found out it would be right to say Vayeda Mordechai. So that's if Mordechai was focused on the decree against the Jews. But Mordechai had watched the Jews slip into their comfortable status in with Achashverosh. Mordechai had saw them party with Achashverosh. Mordechai had seen that they'd become less than inspired about the mitzvahs. Yesh na'am echad mefuzam furad, the Gemara says, yishenim in ha-mitzvahs, that they're farshlofen, they're uninspired. So when Mordechai finds out that the Jews are under threat, that their life is under threat, Mordechai Yoda, he knew this was going to happen. Because he saw that their frumkeit was on the way. Right? They saw that that they'd become comfortable with the with living in Shushan and Achashverosh. So Mordechai Yodas Kol Asher Nasa, he knew what the problem was. Now, what is unusual about Mordechai's reaction? Vayikra Mordechai is Begodov, Vayilbash Sak Vayifer. Then Esther finds out, and then he says, Ubochaisi, he writes to all the Jews, Ubochol Medido, Medido, Makomesh, and Divar Melech, Medosa Megia. Evel Gondola Yudim, everybody's davening. Right? Esther finds out about this. So what does Esther do? Esther sends a message to Mordechai that it's not a good idea for Mordechai to be so to be wearing the sack of Efer in the Bechatzar, in the Shara Melech, to be the Belvush Sak. So she wants to find out what's happening. And Mordechai sends a message to Esther, you know what? You're in a good position. Vayagid lo Mordechai is kol eshekaro. And he sends her a note as to what happens to the Jews. Haros Esther, and he says, you know what? Lagid lo letzavos alel. Since you're concerned, you wonder what's going on. Lavola melech l'schanedu l'vakesh v'lfonav al'amo. Right? Why don't you go in and talk to the king? What's strange in terms of Mordechai's response? What would we have expected Mordechai to do? No? What was that? We have a Mesorah from Yaakov Avinu. When Yaakov and Esav came to battle, right? He did the diplomacy, prepared for battle and davening. But it was in that order. First, the person does the ishtadlus you can do, and then you daven. So we would have expected Mordechai to first go to his contact in the palace, speak to Esther. That should be the first, then make a beeline to the Shar HaMelech, get Esther's attention, speak to Esther, put her in position, and then, like Esther does, Lech Kenoiz, call you there. Right? Once we have our plan of action, we got to daven. Mordechai davens first. Mordechai does kol asher nasa. Vayikra Mordechai. Vayomer, and not only that, but he rejects the Ishtadlus, because when Esther gets very concerned with his chalchal malka ma'od, but the shlach begodim la'abish is Mordechai la'sir sako ve'alob ve'loy kibel. He rejected her concern for protocol and for diplomacy. So apparently what Mordechai is teaching us is that when we are unaware of how we got ourselves into trouble, right, when it's not, we don't have the clarity that we sometimes have, so then we follow Yaakov's model in the order of his instruction as well. Yaakov did not find himself under threat of Esav because he was because his relationship with Ribbono Shel Olam was wanting, was lacking. Love and Gardi, the Targumet of Shemarte. This was part of history. Alochi Esav son is Yaakov. He had to deal with it. Something happened a long time ago. They were he followed the Nevuah. Esav was up against him. He was in battle. So he follows through with his different forms of ishtadlus. When he's done all of the ishtadlus, time to daven. But Mordechai understood that this was different. He understood that the Jews were in battle now because Yishayim and HaMitzvahs. Because they had lost their commitment to Shiva Tzion. They had lost their commitment to Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Because they had begun to become fully acculturated with Achashverosh. So Mordechai understood that the Tikkun was identifying as Jews, and identifying as Jews are dependent on their Ribbono Shel Olam, and beginning to become inspired once again. So Mordechai understood that diplomacy was not the approach of first order. First was davening. First was teaching Klal Yisrael divrei tzoymos v'zakos. First was teaching Klal Yisrael the closest to Ribbono Shel Olam. So that's why Mordechai Yodas, because he understood what was happening, because he had seen this developing. So vayikra Mordechai is begodav vayilbash lak vayifer vayetze b'sachir vayizak zahok g'day l'mora. And he stays with Mushak, and when Esther says to take off the begadim, he says no, because that's the tikkun. That's the way that he's going to impact upon the Jewish people. So that's lesson number one. Lesson number one is that when there is clarity amongst the Jewish people, so as to why things are happening to us, and that we are not as responsible as we should be in terms of Shmiras HaMitzvahs, And in terms of relation with Kadosh Baruch Hu, that becomes the first order. And diplomacy becomes the second. That's number one. Number two, the Gemara, the Midrash points out, look at the post parak vav pasuk aleph. Vayika Haman is a levush, v'sasus v'yelbashus Mordechai v'akiveu b'rchoi v'yir, v'yikrol lefonav kochi yos lish asher melech chofetz v'koroi. And what's the next pasuk? V'yoshev Mordechai l'shar melech. He goes back. So the Midrash says, the Midrash says, Rabbi, mi goram l'mordechai l'vo lidei agdula azois. What did Mordechai do to deserve that greatness, that great moment when he was paraded through and it was proclaimed about him, Kochi yosali shesher melech ovitz v'kor. So Midrash says, Shehoye mispalo b'chol sho, because he didn't stop davening. He davened at all times. Shenemar b'mordechai yodes kol esher nasa, his Mordechai was able to daven even when things began to look good. Mordechai yadas kol asher kosher nasi daven then. He says that's one kind of tefillah. But then when the reprieve for the Yeshua begins, when things begin to lighten up, things begin to get better, it's natural for human beings to relax their davening, to relax their efforts. It happens to us all the time. That we feel under an eis tzara, and then if Kadosh Baruch Hu gives it, makes it easier for us, so we stop davening. But the point of the Megillah was that one of the lessons of davening of the Megillah is when there's a reprieve, that's to give us the encouragement to daven more. That's to give us the yeshiva das, our chomas das, to be able to see our tefillas have helped, but they haven't been fully effective. We're not out of the woods yet. So that's what Mordechai understood. Mordechai understood that things are looking better. He's in a better position. Kadosh Baruch Hu was beginning to focus on the tzoros of Klal Yisrael, and we begin to appreciate and see that. So instead of Mordechai saying, right, Kabbalah Satfilas, now it's back to normal, well, Mordechai Yashav. Right? Mordechai, Vayeshev Mordechai, Homan did Chafel Beisai, Ovach Mirosh. But that doesn't mean that the tzoros is over yet. That means that Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving us chizuk to daven more. That's Divrei Tzoymais Vizakosa. And finally, there's a Ha'orah from the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon, as you know, he points out that whenever it says HaMelech in the Megillah, just HaMelech Stam, that's the Ribono Shel Olam. Right? So there's a beautiful double entendre. If you go back to Perek Dalet Pasuk Ches, U'la'gid lo l'tzavei soleh lovoi el HaMelech l'schanen lo u'levakish mofon av alam. And Esther understands an important directive from Mordechai. That when she's going to the king, she's also going to the king. When she's going to speak to Achashverus, she speaks to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Gra has this Ha'orah at the very, towards the end of the Megillah in Perek Ches. One of the unusual parts of the Megillah is that Esther only pours her heart out to Achashverus after Haman has already been deposed. When she has her time with Achashverosh and she invites Haman, she doesn't pour her heart out. But after Haman has been deposed and Achashverosh has already given the ring of power from Achashverosh from Haman and transferred to Mordechai, so then it says, Vatosef Esther v'tedabe lefnei ha-melech v'tapen lefnei raglov v'tev v'tizchanen lo la'avir es ros Haman ha-agogim v'smachshavte shechoshav al-yimudim. And the Vilna Gaon makes the following point. If you look at the phrases that are used, they're all phrases of our forms of davening. Right? Lifnei HaMelech, that's Amidu Lifnei HaMelech is Shmon Esrei. The Gra says that's what you do before you come to the king, that's Kriya Shema. Vatapel Lifnei Raglov, that's what we do after Shmon Esrei. That's the Tachna. Vatev, it's Amidu Lifnei HaMelech, that's the Bakoshes. But it's chanenlo, it's the end of davening. We say divrei tachnun. The Rambam says the end of davening is chanenlo, it's divrei tachnun. Vatosef Esther, we add on. It's pesukei zimra to help us prepare for it. And lehavi is ras haman. That's what we say at the end. That we should not get involved in the evil of haman, the evil of slander. And when we say, when Esther says, lehavir bes ras haman, I go give you Esther machshavtoi asher chashav. That's what we say mikalkal machshavta. What's the point of the Vilna Gaon? Why does he weave through our Shmona Esrei to Esther speaking to Achashverosh? So the Vilna Gaon is pointing out is that this was going through Esther's mind. Esther was speaking to Achashverosh, but she was really davening that way. Because Esther understood that ultimately our Hishtadlus is a tefillah. Ultimately, when we whatever we do to help the Jewish people, at the same time returning to Ribbono Shel Olam and saying, Ribbono Shel Olam, look what we're doing. Look what we have to go through. Look at the Hishtadlus we're doing in this world. We know that our Hishtadlus is just a keli by which you can change things. So what Esther was pointing out, according to this approach, is that when the Jews pushed back and said, we don't know if this is a good idea for us to celebrate our triumph, Esther pushed back and said, first of all, it's there already. It's recorded. What you can add is to celebrate the triumph of Tefillah. Dibrei Tzemes V'Zakos. Not to read the Megillah necessarily as only a record of unbelievable Nisim. Not to read it only as a record of Neis Nistar. And not to read it only as the triumph of the Jews. But to read it as a triumph of tefillah, divrei tzemes v'zakos, and that's what she wrote to the when the Jews were uncomfortable. She said, but you have to remember that if you don't celebrate the triumph of tefillah, then the same is going to happen again. We'll become a people who are distanced from the Ribbono Shel Olam. But if you celebrate the triumph of tefillah, so then you'll always be a people who will always recognize the closest you have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. You'll feel an achrayas to keep his mitzvahs. You'll know that the relation with the Kadosh Baruch Hu is what will determine whether in fact the Goyim will be incited by your celebrations or not. So that becomes one of the important themes of the Megillah, to understand the various lessons of davening. Number one, with Mordechai Yoda, that there are times when diplomacy takes first step and davening comes later, but there are times when davening comes first, because we recognize there's clarity, the Jews understand why tzaras are coming. Number two, when there's a reprieve from the tzara, so that's a time of hiskatzchut, the time when Kadosh Baruch Hu was giving us strength to daven more, to strengthen ourselves in our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And finally, that we understand that hishtadlus and davening is one and the same thing. That a hishtadlus is what we have to do in this world to prepare the various kelim for the Ribbono Shel Olam to act through. But at the same time as we're doing our hishtadlus, the very same time we're davening to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. I think please we mekabel our hishtadlus as a tefillah on behalf of Klal Yisrael. That's divrei atzmos v'zakosam.